Pianist Angelica Sanchez from her album Nighttime Creatures, the explanation for which I gave at the beginning. That track is called CB the Time Traveler. Interesting. And the great experimentation with time signatures and the dissonances that, if you really get to listen to them carefully, aren't nearly as dissonant as you might think they are. But it's a style of jazz that it does take some getting used to, because it's not conventional. The thing that you like to think of as conventional, whatever that is these days in jazz. Well, we're well into our second hour now. It's 11:09 Central Time here on the 27th of March. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Well, from upstate New York to the GTA now, with drummer, leader, marketer, composer, you name it, Ernesto Cervini, very busy man in Toronto, and very accomplished in all of those areas that I mentioned. And I also, if you listen regularly, know that Ernesto is at least a well-known acquaintance of mine. We started off totally electronically, but now we have met a couple of times, and I've interviewed him on air here. I hope to do it again in the next little while. And he has been a friend of CKUW with specific donations during fund drives, so he's well-known and liked here. He has a brand new album with his band Turboprop. He has two or three bands that he pulls together every now and then. Turboprop is one of his best known ones, and they appeared here last year at the Jazz Festival. I had a chance to chat with them. Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn on trombone, and Adrian Ferrugia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and of course Ernesto on drums. Their new album is called A Canadian Songbook, and it has a whole a wide variety of styles and moods, but it's an exploration of music composed by Canadians, and some of them are like Bare Naked Ladies Canadians and that sort of stuff, but the it's a really interesting album with a lot of variety. It's I don't know how to explain it other than you just got to listen to it and recognize that this is great Canadian music, reflected and expressed through Ernesto's Turboprop band. From A Canadian Songbook, I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Stuck Inside. The second one is Aureole. And the third one is The Inertia of Complacency. Here's Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop. Thank you. The Inertia of Complacency, the track from Ernesto Cervini's album called A Canadian Songbook, brand new and really good. Ernesto does some very fine stuff, and his bands are all very interesting, different configurations, sizes, whatever. Turboprop is this band, and as I say, it was here last June for the Jazz Festival, and it can come back anytime at all as far as I'm concerned. 11:29, we're just on the cusp of being halfway through our show today, and now it's time for me to get to my historical segment. I mentioned at the outset that last week my historical segment was bass player Charlie Hayden playing an album from the 60s that was a departure from what people would have normally expected from Hayden at that time, as he was best known for his work in the free jazz world with Ornette Coleman. And so then I thought, okay, let's go back to the start of this whole thing, and put in Ornette Coleman today. So today you're going to hear one of the groundbreaking landmark jazz albums of all time, with the sort of very humble name, right? The Shape of Jazz to Come was the title of this album. So there, Ornette Coleman plays saxophone, well, sort of plastic saxophone or anything else he could find out. His earlier life was in trying to establish his music, was basically treated with hostility because no one either liked, understood, or cared about what he was doing because it didn't sound right. And that was sort of his lot. He worked in other areas like elevator operators and stuff like that while he was learning more about how music is put together. But by the time it got to 1959, he sort of had solidified what he wanted to do in the jazz world. And with the help of people like John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet and other folks, he put together an album called The Shape of Jazz to Come, with Charlie Hayden on bass, Don Cherry on trumpet, and Billy Higgins on drums. This was a really interesting quartet. And the album, when it came out in 1959, keep in mind, this is about the same time, not too far away from Miles Davis' groundbreaking album called Kind of Blue, which moved in another different direction and was ultimately more accessible, initially at least, than The Shape of Jazz to Come. But having been released on the West Coast, and everybody assumes that The Shape of Jazz to Come was, not everybody, but it is often assumed that it was released in New York as part of his breakthrough stay there at the five-spot venue. But it wasn't. It was released in California just before he came to New York to perform his gig at the five-spot, which was at that point a jazz venue in New York, obviously. He was scheduled to be there for 2 weeks. He was there for 2.5 months, and people, you know, pretty, a lot of people sort of, the word got out, and everybody wanted to hear, what the heck is this guy doing? And it led to an incredible sort of controversial response. A lot of people saw this ultimately as one of the next steps forward, like Bob had been or whatever in the jazz world. Others just didn't like it at all. Charles Mingus allegedly said it's like organized disorganization, I'm quoting now, or playing wrong right. It gets too emotionally, like a drummer, end quote. Other people, like Miles Davis, dismissed it with vocabulary that I really probably can't even use here. But initially, that was his response. So it went the whole gamut. In the meantime, since then, it's considered one of the classic albums in the free jazz movement, taking jazz in a different direction than now. If you listen to this album today, it certainly doesn't sound anywhere near as sort of out there as it must have sounded in 1959. So my historical segment today is The Shape of Jazz to Come. The titles of the tracks include things like Lonely Woman. That's the starting one, and that's one of his best-known ones. Peace, Focus on Sanity, Congeniality, another one that is probably Congeniality and Lonely Woman are the two best known of this. But I'm going to play here with Billy Higgins on drums, Charlie Hayden on bass, Don Cherry on trumpet, and saxophonist Ornette Coleman. Here is The Shape of Jazz to come.